W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden will be at the Capitol tonight to talk to Congress and the nation in the annual State of the Union address. The White House says economic recovery will be a main focus. ABC News political director Rick Klein says it's also a chance to convince the public he can finish the job.
Whereas the first 2 years were about achievements, this next 2 years will be more about implementation. And of course, that plays right into the political calendar as well, with President Biden likely to start to lay out the case that he is going to make around his expected reelection effort. He can, though, convince them that he's got some energy for the job and that the accomplishments that he has made are worth sticking with him for.
Nearly 7,800 have died following Monday's earthquake in Turkey and Syria. That's the latest count from Turkish emergency officials. Search and rescue crews are also finding survivors amid the rubble of thousands of collapsed buildings. Lakers star LeBron James will go for the record tonight. He's 36 points away from breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time NBA scoring record. This is ABC News. A first-of-its-kind treatment for postpartum depression is being considered by the Food and Drug Administration.
An estimated 1 in 7 new mothers struggle with postpartum depression. Now, a promising new treatment option. The FDA is reviewing data for drug zuranolone. According to a recent study published in the Journal of American Medical Association Psychiatry, 53% of women who took the pill went into remission for clinical depression after 45 days. If approved, zuranolone would be the first pill-based treatment for postpartum depression. No word on when the FDA could issue a decision. Morgan Norwood, ABC News, New York.
Britain's government asking for public comment on a possible digital currency. A digital pound would use blockchain technology like Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, but be controlled by the Treasury and the Bank of England. Several nations, including Canada, India, and China, have pilot programs for digital currencies. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin National Guard needs recruits. The Guard tried to recruit 950 new soldiers last year, but they only got 577. It's the second year in a row for low recruitment. Guard leaders in Wisconsin say the pandemic has hurt its recruitment efforts. Also, the Guard says a lot of potential recruits aren't physically fit enough to join. Milwaukee's former health commissioner is Governor Evers' choice to be Wisconsin's next Health and Human Services Secretary. Kirsten Johnson quit her job in January after 2 years with the city. Johnson took over Milwaukee's pandemic response, including city-run testing sites and mask mandates and advisories. The next step for Johnson and Madison is a Senate confirmation vote. In sports, the Bucks beat Portland last night. Marquette plays UConn tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Do your priorities for the country match the president's? Listen live as Joe Biden lays out his plans during the State of the Union address February 7th, starting at 8 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station. Then stay with us as News Director Terry Bell and guests break down and share reaction to the policies the president presents. You can join the conversation too. The State of the Union address live with coverage from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday, February 7th on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen Monday through Friday from 2 to 3. It's Dueling Tangents.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the State of the Union Tuesday, the happier happy hour. The state of this show, partying, Dom. How you doing, brother?
Awesome. The state of this show is strong. And you can join us at 844-967-2789. Crude, I give you my opinion, man. What's yours, man? What is the state of our union, Michael?
Really polarized. I think we live in these media silos. And it's amazing to me what is important to our conservative friends. I mean, it really is. I don't even understand sometimes. I have to go to Fox News like four times a week just to see what sort of malfeasance they're making up. They're ginning up this. Let's use an example, Dom. I don't just want to use false conjecture.
Of course not.
What about this freaking Chinese balloon? Like, who cares, really? It's a weather balloon with the camera. And it's a spy satellite flying over the continental United States. And I've seen great speculation. You know, the response from the right, breathless, man. They're fainting on the couches, Dom. They're clutching their pearls about this thing. And I've seen various reports that, A, this might have been something of a common occurrence during the Trump administration, allegedly. But, B, I mean, Fox News just losing their freaking mind. You know, so you might be living your life thinking, oh, we got this important Supreme Court election in Wisconsin, and we got some very important issues like women losing their reproductive health care rights. Hell, nationally, we got the Texas grid breaking again. Every time it gets cold in Texas, you can count on two things, the grid breaking and Ted Cruz heading for Cancun. So we've got a number of troubles. You know, I look at the state of our union as divided. And the problems usually are coming from this false narrative. From this fake, here's what you should be crazy, crazy angry about. Every night for fun and profit and ratings on Fox News, they tell old white men what to be angry about. And this week it was a freaking Chinese weather balloon. So here's what I hear. The State of the Union, the president's going to give his speech. And this is often kabuki theater. It's a partisan exercise. You know, stand up and clap on this side, and then they stand up and clap on that side, or they glower at the president. Hell, Nancy Pelosi ripped up one speech.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Supreme Court Justice Alito shook down Obama. No, Citizens United will not have disastrous effects on our political process.
And he was wrong about that.
That's right? Aged so well for you, Alito. And then, of course, we got the Joe Wilson, you lied. But here is what I will speculate, Dom. Tonight, at the State of the Union address, some jackknife, the Republican Party, will have like a helium tank in the back. They're going to be releasing balloons in the chamber. There will be at least one visible balloon in the chamber. I suspect there will be several. And it'll go over like a lead balloon. You know, it'll be so over. It'll go over like the Hindenburg. You know what I mean? These Republicans. But this is what they find important. Important. You know, let's criticize Joe Biden for letting this balloon stay in the air way too long. Knows all our secrets. Strange. So let me correct. One Republican spoke truth today on this very topic. You'd never guess. I'd give you 1,000 guesses. I don't think you'd guess, Tom, unless you'd caught the headline.
I did not see the headline. Is it Gallagher?
It is not Mike Gallagher.
Oh, okay.
A less Mike Gallagher, former military guy from the state of Wisconsin. But the guy who actually spoke truth to Republican insanity today, Rep. Matt Gaetz from Florida.
What?
Exactly. Let me explain just for a minute for the sake of the audience in case they missed the headline. Florida Rep. Matt Gaetz, Republican, if you're unaware, is a staunch supporter of former President Donald Trump and a fierce critic of President Joe Biden. I've heard. But during a House hearing today, his line of questioning contradicted talking points made by both Trump and his fellow Republicans about China's spy balloon. The U.S. military shot down the alleged spy balloon off the Atlantic coast on Saturday. The craft spent several days flying over North America before it was targeted off the coast of the southeastern state of South Carolina. Apparently, it's both the Palmetto State and the Chinese weather balloon state, with a missile fired from an F-22 plane. That seems like overkill. I mean, wouldn't like a pen have been enough, like a needle? Maybe one bullet? You need we probably expended $250,000 or more on one missile. I bet it's more than that. To take down a balloon?
Well, it had to be a targeted shot, right? Because you want to try to recover what you can. So you don't want to blow up the tech. You had to sever the tech from the balloon.
Pentagon officials said the balloon fell into just 47 feet deep water. In my understanding, they've recovered the vast majority of the balloon and also the electronics gear. But here's where it gets interesting. Republicans have attacked the Biden administration for waiting a week to shoot down the balloon after it was first detected, claiming it allowed the Chinese, as Trump would say it, to gather intelligence. During Tuesday's House Armed Services Committee hearing, Gaetz, this unexpected source, Tom, led a series of questioning with retired Admiral Harry B. Harris Jr., a military subject matter expert on intelligence defense, blocking foreign threats, as well as sudden strategic initiatives and responses to combat major unprovoked attacks. The GOP congressman suggested that the balloon was unlikely to be able to collect valuable intelligence after being detected. We have the capability to block the information from the balloon back to China, don't we? Gaetz asked Harris. Harris confirmed the military's ability to block transmissions from the spy balloon. Oh my God, Gaetz is dealing in reality here. What's he thinking, Dom? Where's the partisan motive? A little bit more. Gaetz also discussed the importance of the U.S. not to fall into the Chinese provocation. Here's what Gaetz said. It sort of begs the question, was this a big psychop? You know, like a psychological warfare operation, the congressman remarked. Was this an effort by China to see how we would react to something like this? It may have been an effort to see how we would react, how we wouldn't react, and then try to use that to inform their decision-making. Seems quite reasonable, Bancakes. Who is this man?
It's entirely
and what
possible.
Is he?
And if that were to be the case, the Chinese were probably not surprised one bit whatsoever by the Republicans' reaction. Wow, Matt Gaetz, that's an interesting question. A little bit more here from the piece, Creo, jump in. The balloon first entered U.S. airspace over Alaska on January 28th, Pentagon officials told reporters on Saturday, before drifting over Canada, then back to the United States days later. It was not the first time in recent history such an aircraft had flown over U.S. territory, the senior defense official said, though this was the longest time one had spent in the country. Three balloons were spotted during Donald Trump's presidency and another one earlier in the Biden administration. Biden told reporters he had on Wednesday ordered the craft shot down as soon as possible. They decided, without doing damage to anyone on the ground, that the best time to do that was as it got over the water. According to senior defense officials, the military determined the airship was not a major threat to the United States during its flight, and the surveillance balloon's overflight of U.S. territory was intelligence value to us. And yeah, I mean, you hear the term, right? Jam the signal. Yeah, that they can do that kind of thing. They can jam the signals. Hell, when we're out, Crudy, and then the president comes around or some big officials come around, all of a sudden everyone's cell phones stop working. It's so weird how that happens. So, you know, that technology out there, the Pentagon essentially said as much. But the Republicans are just freaking out over, oh, what would happen if it was Trump? Now, I've seen different reporting. Did Trump know? Did he not know? Did the Pentagon not know till after the fact? I'm clear on all of that. But I think it is fair to assume that our, you know, geopolitical rivals, although obviously a big business partner of the United States, take China, for example, they're spying on us, and we spy on them, and people spy on each other, and that's what happens, and it happens all the time under every administration, Republican or Democrat. So it depends on what the reaction is. I think that is important, and what kind of politics are being played. I think that is also important.
More important, what the overreaction should be, Dom. That's what they, you know, have you pondering over on the Foxy News. 844-967-2789. For once in my life, I'm curious about CJ's opinion. CJ, welcome back to the show. Chinese spy balloon dude. Where do you stand on this whole issue?
Just another sign of this administration's weakness, commander cut and run. And
weakness,
know,
how? He shot it down,
the
CJ.
The difference between you and I.
He shot it down, CJ.
Myself, yes. Pardon me?
He shot it down, so why is that weakness?
They shot it down, yeah. Okay, Dom, how many other ones have there been?
Well, three under Trump, apparently,
Mark
CJ.
Esser, Mark Esser came out, said it never happened. Mike Pompeo came out, said it never happened. Never happened under Trump. You guys continue to make excuses for this failed, bought, big guy. I want accountability on both sides. You guys won't even cover the response.
I didn't say we wouldn't. I just said we probably wouldn't. Because
yeah,
CJ, Sarah Huckabee Sanders has lied about a number of things. Have you listened to the show? We read them off. You're fine with Sarah Huckabee Sanders? You think she's a truth teller, CJ?
I think she got voted in because she's going to
be. That wasn't my question, sir.
And what you guys won't do, you don't have the balls to play both sides. You're like MSNBC. You're like CNN. You only play one side. You have a panel with a bunch of Democrats.
Oh, and there we go. I guess we only play one side. Then why the hell are we listening to that guy? Thanks for the call, CJ.
Get that kid a balloon before he starts crying. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
The world was here, and here it is, a red balloon. I think of you.
China, 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 China.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 23. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 30. Cloudy skies. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 24 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 42. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 31. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
And taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you play a part at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I'm just going to read a quick headline and a subheadline. Politico, my source, today. Top general says Trump-era spy balloons flew over the U.S. undetected. General Glenn Van Herk cited a gap in capability that caused the Department of Defense to miss the incursions. So Trump didn't even shoot them down. He didn't even know they were going on, CJ. So you may want to read beyond the Fox News headline. There are several news sources in this world. You're listening to the best one ever, though. 844-967-2789. State of the Union address. We're going to play it live right here on the Civic Media. We're originating it here on the Bad Radio 92.7 from Madison, Wisconsin. And then we're going to have special live post-speech coverage right here on the Civic Media. Joe Zepecki, Bill McCashin, Matt Flynn, Todd Alba, Terry Bell, the news director. Lots of people involved. Not you and I, Dom. We're going to... You'll be in a bar somewhere, and I'll be taking diligent notes. And then the president of the United States coming to D-Town, not Detroit, DeForest, very similar.
No, not at all.
The other D-Town, DeForest, Wisconsin.
Where?
Will be the site tomorrow, about high noon. You know, Joe's notoriously late. But about high noon tomorrow, we'll have news director Terry Bell doing a doubleheader. He'll be on the ground in DeForest tomorrow. We'll play the Biden speech live across the Civic Media Network, and then we'll rejoin live coverage after the fact. And, of course, we'll carry coverage here on the Devil's Advocates as only we can, Dom. The greatest post-DeForest speech coverage ever, or something close to it. I feel quite confident it will be the best post DeForest speech coverage ever.
Best presidential speech from DeForest ever.
You know the last presidential wannabe we saw in that neck of the woods, Sam?
Don't tell me. Was it Ted Cruz?
It was Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Your brain is working again.
Yeah, occasionally it snaps.
Occasionally. 844-967-2789. Please make a program note. Lots of special exclusive coverage coming down the pike right here. Carrie from Cottage Grove, that's a new name. Welcome, Carrie. What do you got for us?
Hi, Carrie.
Yeah, hi, guys. Hi. I just heard CJ call in, and he's just always so antagonistic in his voice. But basically, I had a question. I just wondered if he calls Fox News or calls the righty-whitey stations and asks them to be fair and two-sided, just like he asked you guys. I'm just curious if he does that.
I'm not clear that even right-wing talk radio would take CJ's calls at this late hour, Carrie. Why we do is befuddling to even us.
Okay, well, it just occurred to me, and I was just wanted to put it out there.
Well, that's a great, great point, Carrie. And next time we speak with him, we'll try to remember and ask him. I think it's a valid question. But given the list of shows that CJ tells us no longer take his calls, I'm doubting that's the case.
844-967-2789. Let's flush CJ from the phones. You know, stop using up my minutes. I got to pay for those minutes ultimately. 844-967-2789. Make him call in from a payphone, Dom. Laura from Milwaukee. How you doing, Laura?
Hi, Laura.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say something that I think is pretty interesting. I want to respond to that caller, Sarah, from earlier, and also CJ. This is further proof that Republicans, which they obviously are, have no idea what the truth is, even if it hit them right in the you-know-where. And at least I'm a Democrat. I am proud to admit to that. But we know the truth. They don't. And as far as CJ telling you guys you don't have balls, he doesn't have any because he still can't admit that the Republicans lost the election. So he just needs to suck it up, get a clue, and like you said, give them a balloon. And give the rest of them a balloon, too. Or give them some drugs so they can just get off that stupid stuff.
Hey, we're not sharing our good drugs with CJ, Laura. Maybe what was that weird movie with the clown and the grate gave the red balloon?
It.
CJ reminds me of that clown with his red balloon.
Yeah, right. But he's just ridiculous. That's what I said. You know, he tells you guys you don't have balls. He doesn't have the balls.
Well, so Laura, let me ask you, though. We get a lot. There's a lot of whataboutism, right, in some regard. Well, we don't know what we're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. How do we solve that debate?
Well, the only way that I can think of is either give these people a clue, a reality check, which obviously they can't handle, or give them some drugs so they can wake up and smell the coffee, or just not listen to them all together because they're all full of it.
Laura, that might be the best option. Let's go for none of the above.
C.
No more C or J's on the show. If you're a Chris or a Jerry, unfortunately, you're not welcome here any longer.
But if you're a Bob, we can get you in. Hey, Bob from Indiana, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. I'm sorry to keep dragging this out. But, you know, whenever I try to get out, CJ drags me back in. And this ties back to the young lady who called complaining about Mr. Hartman. I was listening to Tom Hartman one day, and CJ called him. The call lasted about 45 seconds, and Hartman cut him off, somewhat rudely, actually. And then there was a little bit of dead air, and I swear in the back you could hear somebody taking somebody else's pants down and just spanking the living hell out of him. And I've never heard CJ call into Tom Hartman again.
Well, we have caller ID, Bob. Like, we know you're Hoosier Bob. And, of course, we lightly screen the call. Evan does a little screening. But once you've called in once, we've established your primary phone number. And we know the number that Clay calls from. If we wanted to ban Clay, we could ban him from the network. But, you know, that's up to each and every host.
No. I am not saying ban him. All I'm saying is that young lady should realize that there are other people in this world who are not so pro-CJ.
Yeah.
Isn't everybody not pro-CJ?
WAUK.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden will be at the Capitol tonight to talk to Congress and the nation in the annual State of the Union address. The White House says economic recovery will be a main focus. ABC News political director Rick Klein says it's also a chance to convince the public he can finish the job.
Whereas the first 2 years were about achievements, this next 2 years will be more about implementation. And of course, that plays right into the political calendar as well, with President Biden likely to start to lay out the case that he is going to make around his expected reelection effort. He can, though, convince them that he's got some energy for the job and that the accomplishments that he has made are worth sticking with him for.
Nearly 7,800 have died following Monday's earthquake in Turkey and Syria. That's the latest count from Turkish emergency officials. Search and rescue crews are also finding survivors amid the rubble of thousands of collapsed buildings. Laker star LeBron James will go for the record tonight. He's 36 points away from breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time NBA scoring record. This is ABC News.
Never.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Surprising no one, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is named as one of the first to testify to the House Republicans' new special committee on conspiracy theories, the deep state, Hunter Biden's laptop, horse dewormer as a COVID treatment, gas stoves, M&Ms, and now Chinese balloons. They actually call the committee something-something weaponization of the government, but it's really just a way to harass political opponents with flimsy accusations, the stuff of bullies. It's noteworthy that the committee's first meeting occurs on the very anniversary of another shameful moment in Wisconsin Senatehood. It was this week in 1950 when Joseph McCarthy claimed to have a list of communists working in the U.S. State Department. Many lives would be ruined by that Wisconsin senator making up stuff in order to weaponize his political power. Will Ron Johnson see that and say, "Hold my beer"? Follow me on Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 a.m.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the State of the Union Tuesday address going off 8 Central Time right here on the Civic Media Network. A little post-game show, lots of stars, political pundits, friends of ours. And then tomorrow, Joe Biden coming to Wisconsin, baby. Come to DeForest, right outside of Madison. We'll bring you the speech he gives live, scheduled for noon. I'd tune in about 12:15 if I were you. And we will have Terry Bell on the ground in DeForest at the site of Joe Biden's speech. And should he declare his presidential intentions tomorrow, Dom, it'll happen for you live right here on the Civic Media Network. So always love it when we are at the center of the political universe. And tonight, the State of the Union address, I think, last year, 36 million live viewers. That's still a pretty damn big event. That's bigger than a World Series game.
that's bigger than most events. Here's something that you'll appreciate. Marjorie Taylor Greene found this over at the Fox News. As I said, I've got to check in with them a couple of times a week
right.
just to see what the false outrage is. I heard our pal Pat Kreitlow during the break talking about, you know, if it's not the M&Ms or the gas stove, Dom, it's the Chinese balloons. Well, here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene did. See how clever she is? Listen, Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, brought a helium balloon to the U.S. Capitol on Tuesday in an effort to troll President Biden over his response to the recent Chinese spy flight ahead of the State of the Union address. Greene said it was just an innocent white balloon. In a video she posted into her Twitter account Tuesday afternoon, which also showed her walking around the Capitol holding the balloon. She's so clever. In an interview with the Fox News Digital, Greene said she brought the balloon to work because the Chinese spy flight crisis was the number one thing Biden needs to address during his speech later. The number one crisis is a spy balloon that's already been shot down. Not the fact that we've already exceeded the debt limit as a country and, you know, we could face calamity financially at any moment through the actions of these Republican congresspeople. That's not priority number one. It's a freaking balloon.
You know, given the fact that, you know, the Department of Defense budget was, what, $773 billion, and they got, what, $30 billion, 4% increase over fiscal year 2022, you think they're going to take maybe $30 billion of that extra increase to figure out how to track balloons? Because apparently that happened also during the Trump administration, and they were not detected.
You'll never get CJ to believe it. That or the fact that Joe Biden won the election.
Okay, but again, these are you know, these are the sources of Pentagon. You believe what you can, I guess. But you know, how much money does the Department of Defense need to detect balloons? That's really more the question.
More?
Apparently, it's not $773 billion.
More from your girl, three-toe Marjorie Taylor Greene. The number one thing he needs to address is hovering above me, she told Fox News Digital. The American people are still extremely upset and terrified. Terrified of a frickin' balloon that's already popped? I mean, maybe the sound was loud? Someone was napping? They were startled momentarily? Let me complete her statement.
No, please.
The
I'm
American
with bated breath.
I should be doing the Georgia drawl, but the American people are still extremely upset and terrified that the president of the United States allowed China to fly a spy balloon across our country. As a matter of fact, they knew about it on January 28th. The president knew about it. The Pentagon knew about it. Should have shot it down with a Russian or, well, Jewish space laser. A little bit more from her. But they allowed China to bring their spy balloon to our airspace, traverse the entire country, spying on our military at military bases, food factories, cities, our entire infrastructure before it left the country and they finally shut it down.
Versus coming over here on a visa and walking around and seeing it for themselves, or perhaps using, you know, the satellite spies that spy satellites that they have.
You mean like Google Earth?
Come on, man.
That's what Americans still have on their minds, Dom. It's still on their minds. Fear of the Chinese balloon. That's the number one pressing issue on Fox, according to Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Well, you know, consider the source. Washington Post, Crudy, is reporting some excerpts from today's State of the Union address. Reportedly, President Biden says COVID no longer controls our lives and democracy, bruised by the January 6, 2021 insurrection, remains unbowed and unbroken. Facing a divided Congress, he appealed to Republicans. The people sent us a clear message. Fighting for the sake of fighting, power for the sake of power, conflict for the sake of conflict gets us nowhere. You know, a few teases here.
Tell that to my balloon. Come on, man. You know they're going to troll Joe. I mean, I wouldn't be at all shocked if Kevin McCarthy, the newly elected speaker. 15th vote was the trick, Dom. Could you see him pull a balloon out of his pocket and start blowing it up behind Joe like a white balloon?
I mean, sure. I put absolutely nothing past these megas, man. I mean, this is all about trolling. It's all about, you know, clicks. It's not about governance. It's about just, you know, talking trash and trying to get the biggest social media presence that you possibly can, and, you know, and raising money. Let's be frank about this. If this was not successfully raising money for Marjorie Taylor Greene and Donald Trump and the rest of these megas out there, they would not do it.
Support me on Patreon, 844-967-2789. Jake from Milwaukee. Welcome back, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Wow, I'm actually surprised I actually got on. Remember before, I used to be like, me, Pizza Box Mike, and the regular cast of characters for years. So I like hearing the new voices. That's good. So,
Well, your bad reputation does precede you, Jake, so we are very cautious of taking your calls. But what do you got for us, man?
Yeah, bad reputation? Oh, that was only once.
Well earned.
Okay. So, yes, it was. So I'm actually going to be, if we're going to do CJ, not CJ, I'm saying yes to CJ. And there's a reason. One, he is so smart. I know he spends a day like writing up his retorts to you, or and his things when he talks to you. So you guys always lose against CJ's logic. It's just amazing to see. But two, he's a direct conduit to what the media is for the right wingers. And that allows us not to have to listen to, like, you know, 11:30 or anything else, and to put our ears for your advertising and not theirs, right? So we don't have to, you know, if you want a second point of view at this point, it really doesn't matter because they're all crazy and nuts and traitors. We can just listen here. So I say, CJ, keep on calling. We love you. We would love to hear you're so great. So, I mean, you know, that's all I got to say. So
well,
keep on calling, CJ. They should let you on like 3 times a day.
Oh, God.
You know, our audience did nominate and also award CJ the prestigious D-Bag of the Year 2022. I mean, I think it is a high honor.
It certainly is. And what, 5-6 weeks into the new year, Jake, I got to tell you, at this point, he's running again for 2023. He's like Donald Trump over here.
Well, you know, he likes hearing his name. The second he stops hearing his name, he won't be calling.
Quit bringing it up then, Jake.
No.
I blame you now.
It's your fault, Jake.
No, I want to see him, like, destroy your guys' arguments easily. I mean,
well, yes, so easily, you know, talking over people. That's that's what they do. No, Jake, listen, man, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate it. And I do get it. And I think that's one of the reasons why I don't mind taking CJ's calls, because he does represent a certain faction of the megas out there. But, he, you know, he's not a convertible mega. You know what I'm saying? He's like the Budweiser sales rep when you're going to hand him a PBR. It's never going to happen. You cannot convince the guy that it's a better beer. So
one PBR. You need to give him several PBRs.
Shot in the
get
beer,
him
man.
Hammer drunk on PBRs.
But that is, I think, reflective. And I do think there are some, you know, Republicans that are not to that degree that are out there that are turned off by this. Unfortunately, they have not been as loud as they need to be.
But
go ahead.
I'm sorry, buddy. You understand they're told to be outraged constantly by very important things like purple M&Ms and the Joe Biden coming for your gas stove and Chinese balloons flying over, taking pictures of your wife's underwear hanging on the line. I don't know what the fear is, but it somehow is effective when you hear it story after story. The evening host on Fox News, and it is very persuasive. Apparently, to their audience, there are susceptible people. And if you lie to them, they believe it. And I'm not blaming the people. I'm blaming the messengers here. So hear me, and I think we all do have a crazy Uncle CJ. If his name ain't CJ, it's probably Clay. His mom called him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. 844-967-2789. Kevin McCarthy. Is he up for the task? Can he be properly behind
whatever
Joe Biden?
Whatever happens today, is it a reflection on his leadership or lack thereof? If all of a sudden people start popping off balloons in the chambers, I mean, that would, is that worse than ripping the speech up afterwards? Is it worse than calling out
yes.
you lie? Is it worse than shaking your head? I mean, it worse how?
I think it
Why?
Is worse if the flow of the speech is interrupted. I mean, if you want to make a, if Kevin McCarthy waited until Joe Biden gave a speech and then he wanted to do some sort of theatrical blowing up of a balloon, or Marjorie Taylor Greene came and handed him a balloon, I would certainly judge them for their jackassery, but at least it wouldn't interrupt the flow of the speech. And I don't even blame Alito for shaking his head. Clearly, he was front and center. Now, I would have, you know, had a little more self-respect, but I don't blame Alito. But if you start seeing Joe Wilson-like behavior, and you're very likely to, I mean, that sort of a behavior is applauded in the Republican Congress. It makes you a leader in the Republican Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene has become the mainline. She's like the party whip now, dude. She's like number four in the caucus. Last year, she couldn't sit on a committee. Now she's the prom queen.
And what does that portend for, number one, the speech this evening, and number two, any sort of governance until the next election cycle in 2024?
There will be no governance, Tom. You and I have no control over it. Republicans haven't even raised the debt limit. They haven't even agreed to pay the dinner tab for the dinner they ate when Trump was in the White House. I mean, they're basically want to dine and ditch. Only everybody knows who they are, right? You can't dine and ditch when you're the federal government. That's Uncle Sam. I recognize that guy. It's the tall hat. You're not going to get away with it. You're just going to wreck the good name of the federal government.
But to the megas, the federal government does not have a good name. To the megas, the federal government is exactly what is wrong with this country. To the megas, the federal government is the enemy, which is why they tried to overthrow the government after Trump lost the last election. And now those folks are in leading committees in the federal government.
Well, Dom, you asked me for my opinion. I told you the polarization of this nation and the misinforming of this nation leaves me somewhat cynical, somewhat skeptical of the state of the union. And I don't blame Joe Biden for that, although the Democrats have done a crap job of messaging, getting out the good works, getting out the good legislation, the bipartisan, five major bills, seven in total, in 2 years under Joe Biden. 12 million new jobs, a historically low unemployment rate, lowest in my freaking lifetime, lowest since 1969. You don't hear it much. And there is this Death Star of a mega platform right here. It's called the Civic Media Network. The President of the United States coming to DeForest tomorrow, and then you could swing by right here on Devil's Advocates, the new bad radio studios. I'll make room for you, Joe. Come back. We'll make room for you on the phones. 844-96-PARTY.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's calling up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius.
Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 23 tonight under mainly clear skies, westerly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 30. Cloudy skies expected. 3 to 5 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Degrees.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Say goodbye.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. We hate to say goodbye, but you can join us at 844-967-2789.
I think I prefer how we started the show with Nelly and Air Force One. Different airplane song, but, you know, same sort of a fact. Actually, I think he was talking about the Air Jordan sneakers. Sort of a different Air Force One. Joe Biden flying Air Force One into my hometown tomorrow. Truax Field, Dane County Regional Airport. My wife, ironically, also supposed to fly into Truax Field tomorrow afternoon.
Well, she might be delayed tomorrow. Depends what time Joe rolls around.
So much for my afternoon delight. And I got to tell you, the last time I had to pick up Kelsey Kid, our daughter flies home occasionally from L.A., and she flew into Milwaukee on the 4th of July. I've told this story once or twice. We'll get to the phones momentarily. Be patient. It's a brief story. But Donald Trump flew into Milwaukee the same night. They basically diverted all jets. They got them all in the air. They're all circling, waiting for the president to leave. She finally flies in, hits the ground, and she was not the only person delayed that I was familiar with on the flight. Congressman Glenn Grothman, also on the, I guess he was coming in, just happened to be flying in at the same time from D.C., but Glenn didn't get the ride on Air Force One and, in fact, got stuck in the air waiting for Trump to leave. And Glenn Grothman was rated the most Trumpy congressman in the nation. And he didn't merit a flight on Air Force One or any sneakers.
Well, that's because Grothman can't do anything that Trump wants. So to hell with him.
Ma, the meatloaf. 844-967-2789. Dana from La Crosse. How you doing, Dana?
Hey, Dana.
Hey, good evening, Devils. Happy State of the Union Day. Say, I guess what I'm looking for most tonight is just to see how much of a-holes these guys make of themselves. You know they're going to pull stunts.
You should drink time a balloon pops in the chamber.
I do have an idea for Joe on that in just a minute here, but... Joe's got plenty he could be talking about and positive legislation he's gotten done in the last 2 years that have helped a lot of people. And they will be seeing the fruits of that labor in the years to come. But, of course, they're going to claim, as always, fake news. And on their conservative media the next day, they'll all redefine everything and rewrite everything. But that's preaching to the choir, and the antics they're going to pull tonight will be to a national audience and not just the Fox crowd. I think what Joe could do is come out there. There could be a white balloon tied to his podium, and he could come out there at the beginning of his speech, pull out a needle, pop it, and say, "We got it," and then that would be it. Anything else those clowns try to do would just be muted. What do you think?
I love it, Dana. I love your troll. That's a great plan. I love his plan. 844-967-2789. Let's get a few more great plans. Angie from Monroe, you got a plan for us?
Hey, Angie.
Well, I just wanted to make fun of Marjorie Taylor Greene for a minute.
Okay.
Did you all see the video? I know. But did you see the video with her complaining about haven't heard how they had to work so much, and it's so much hard work. She just now got into a committee, so technically she's only been working for less than a month. Just want to point that out.
She's been doing constituent services, I'm relatively confident.
Was she complaining about her wage as well, Angie?
She was, I don't know about the wage. Well, yeah, for how much work she was doing for that little bit of wage.
That $184,000 a year, Angie? Yeah. Would you be able to live on that?
I mean, how many committees can you possibly be on?
Living on disability, maybe.
Right.
I'd like to trade spots.
Angie, here's what you don't factor in, though. When you only have three toes and you kind of got that troglodyte foot, footwear's got to be super expensive. I mean, you can't even wear sandals with toes like those.
With feet like that, your feet don't get sore, though, right? So there's a benefit to it.
I'm not clear. I've got the full complement. 10 toes and 10 fingers. 844-967-2789. John from Joliet. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Hey, I just wanted to say, don't ban CJ.
Do or
I think
don't.
It's good to hear him calling every day.
Do not. Don't ban.
It's good to know your enemy. Do not ban him. Keep him around.
Keep your friends close and your enemies closer, John.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, yeah, he's like a crazy uncle, but then we send him home at the end of the day, and that's it.
I feel more like I feel more like he's the Gimp. You know, and when we bring CG on, we should say, bring out the Gimp. And we unzip the leather mask just for a minute, and we let him talk, and then we zip it back, lock him back in the closet until tomorrow's show.
It was really more of a chest than a closet.
I'm sorry, what's that, John?
If he didn't have this outlet to talk to you, who knows what he'd do?
Wow. I don't want to be responsible for that, John, but I do appreciate and understand where you're coming from.
844-967-2789. Bring out the Gimp! Not you, Rico, from Rock County. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing all right, guys. How you doing?
Good. Good,
man. Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, just you leave CJ alone. He's entertainment. Yeah, you guys can't. You got to see him for what he is. He's entertainment, like these balloons, man. These balloons will keep these guys mesmerized and occupied for weeks and months. You know, and it just keeps them out of our hair.
You know, let's give them a slinky next time. That'll keep them occupied. Maybe a hula hoop.
You know what I'm waiting for next, guys? It's there's a flock of seagulls. Oh my God, they're Chinese. Chinese are sending them. What's up, crazy story? That'll be next, you know. But no, he's good entertainment. But if I could real quick hit on this jobs thing that Crudy was talking about earlier in Biden, and I keep hitting on this, guys. I'm not going to give it up because he needs Biden deserves, you know, it may have happened in because of COVID and the shutdown, whatever, but it happened on his coin, so he gets the credit. But wages, look at the wages. Wages, guys, I've never seen them in all my 62 years of living go up, skyrocket like they have since 2021. Jobs that are 8, 9 are now 12, 13. Jobs that are 15 are now 20. And it took a little while for it to come up to the ladder to those of us that were middle class already, but it's coming, and it already has. And now just, you know, you got to give the guy credit for that. Come on.
Well, of course he would then turn around and say, but look at the gas prices. That's the inflation Joe Biden's rocket job market's created.
Look at the record profits at ExxonMobil at $56 billion last year. Don't talk to me about inflation. That's profiteering.
Historically low unemployment, 3.4%. That's Joe Biden's fault. Thank you all for listening. Stick around. Little Busted Pencils, little Native Roots Radio, State of the Union address, some super cool post-speech coverage, and then the president's coming to my backyard. That'll be tomorrow's show. Hope you tune in. Keep it locked, Civic Media.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
They were going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.